WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
New York City and everybody under the sound of the voice, it's yours truly, Maurice Watts here. And I told you at 9 o'clock she was going to be here. And guess what? The lady is never late. She's always right on time. I'm talking about the one and only Miss Patti LaBelle. How you doing, baby?
Oh, fine, Maurice.
Welcome to the Love
Happy
Zone.
Happy New Year to everybody who I haven't said it to yet.
Oh, sookie. Now, Happy New Year right back to you, girl.
Thank you so much.
And you know, I got to give it up to you right in the front. I got to tell you, those that was at the Bergen Pack Theater last Friday night,
ooh,
you towed the house down, girl.
I tried. I love to perform live.
You ain't
and
try.
That
you
audience was so live, and they made me just feel like, I went over time, you noticed that, right?
Oh, yeah, but we enjoyed you.
But they kept flashing 20 minutes. I said, what can I do with 20 minutes? So I think I did like 30 or 40 more minutes.
That's right, and you gave your fans their money's worth that night, girl.
Oh, thank you. That's what I try to do. I mean, I don't want anybody to go and say, Dak, she gave us 80%. I like to give 150%.
Well, that's exactly what you did. And not only that, you even gave away your eyelashes.
Yes, you know, these ladies in the corners, you know those ladies? They were just going crazy all night. I said, let me give them something. They wanted my pumps. I said, no, you can't have the shoes. So let me give you something that I don't need. After a show, my lashes are so wet. I said, let me give them these lashes. And then I told the lady afterwards, she came back for an autograph backstage.
Mm-hmm.
I said, now you can separate those and give each one of your friends one. It was four lashes. So she said, oh. I said, yeah, we're two pair at a time. So it's four lashes. Yeah, I like to give away something.
The show was very electrifying. And I mean, how do you keep up that energy, Patti, after so long in the business doing it? How do you keep it up and keep going like that?
God. Really God, because it's like I'm not one of those people. I mean, I do exercise because of my diabetes, you know, but I'm not like one of those people who will take like walks around the block and jog and all that stuff. I do what I have to do for my diabetes.
Okay.
But I don't like do any kind of anything to make it, you know, easier for me to get around. I'm blessed. That's what it is.
Amen. Well, mentioning being blessed, you have blessed us with a brand new CD, and it's the Gospel According to Patti LaBelle, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, man, your brand new CD been number one around the country for what, 6 weeks?
Nine
9 weeks now.
And I'm scared. I said, are you sure that's me?
That's you, Patti, baby. That's you.
That's me. And that, like I said, it's a blessing. It's all about, you know, somebody bigger than you and I. It's not because it's Patti LaBelle. God is truly laying hands on me and working on me and working through me, because a lot of people, since the album has been released, people who said that they didn't really listen to gospel that much or whatever, that I've turned them into gospel listeners. I said, well, you better listen, because there's a whole lot of singers out there that you're missing, like Yolanda and CeCe. I mean, you have to get all those albums and listen to all these wonderful singers, and
they
Kirk Franklin
do.
And it's just, you know, this album has done a lot for me and a lot for people.
Well, mentioning this album, the track right here, Did You Pray Today? Let's talk about it real quick. What inspired you to do this one, Patti?
About 8 years ago, I stepped on a needle in the hotel, and I was on my way to do On My Own, whenever On My Own was done. And my musical director, my friend, Sammy McKinney, who wrote the song, they made me angry by making me say I had to go to Cedar Sinai. And I just looked at both of them, and I just, instead of me cursing them, I said, did you pray today?
All right.
And then we just started writing a song from that. It was real stupid, crazy. Mm. But that song came out of me having a needle in my foot.
A needle in
did
your
Did you pray
foot.
Today?
Oh, yeah. Did you pray today? Mentioned a needle in your foot. You know, I got stuck with a needle in my foot.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my wife had some sewing. She's sewing stuff around the house and happened to leave a needle. And I walked through one day and
in the carpet.
Right then, it's got me right in the foot. Had to have an operation to get it out.
Oh, my God. That's what I had to do. I had to go to Cedars, and they took it out. They said, if you hadn't come, you probably would have missed a foot later in life. I'm so glad. But I beat them up badly for making me go, but I was so happy they made me go.
Wow.
Yeah, it was in the carpet. Somebody was making outfits for me, and they came to fit me for this gown, and they left a needle in the carpet. But I hopped on in Cedars with one pump on. I still had to have a pump on. They said, "Guy, why don't you just wear a whole pair of slippers?" I said, "Because I have to go out cute."
Now, you know what?
One pump and a slipper.
Well, about your pumps, I noticed at the concert Friday night, we went through about five pair of pumps, Patty.
Oh, gosh. Was that the night when the girl gave me the Christian Louboutin shoe?
Yes.
Oh, those shoes are beautiful. They didn't have my size when she took them back, so she said they'll have my size on Monday. But I'm a shoe fanatic.
I noticed.
And I put them up there. They're like props for me to look at while I'm singing.
I'm telling you, they look like they was part of the show.
I know they did. I always drape my piano with pumps.
Amen.
Always. And you a glass of water to keep me going.
You mentioned on stage that also when you was recording this album, prior to recording the album, you went down memory lane and told us about your mother and your sisters, and that they requested that they tell you not if, but you said when.
They knew that I would eventually record a gospel CD, so they said, when you record the gospel CD, please do this song. And it's Walk Around Heaven All Day.
Walk Around Heaven All Day. Now, that happens to be one of my favorite gospel songs.
Really?
The Mighty Clouds of Joy. Paul Beasley is my friend.
Oh, gosh.
Joe LaGunn and all of them.
Yeah.
Them are all our close family friends.
And you know what that song is all about.
Yes,
because
I do.
I think it was done by the Caravans also.
Yes, it was.
And someone else. But I said, I have to do this song. It's one of my favorite songs. And my sisters, they loved it.
New York City, this is it on the background right here. Just a sample of it because Patty's always busy. And we know we got a short time, but we want them to hear just a little bit of it, Patty.
Well, thank you, Ari.
Just a little
bit
right here, y'all. Listen to us sing, y'all. Sing it, Patty. Oh.
Okay.
Where there'll be nothing.
It's brand new. It's the gospel, according to Patty LaBelle. And we want you to go out and get it for sure. And she brought some friends along on this album.
Oh, gosh. Yolanda, Ty Tribbett, Jay Moss, Winona Judd, the
Mary
Soul
Mary.
Seekers, Mary Mary. Oh, my goodness.
Kanye West,
Consequence.
Did you pick out the friends to record on this, or was it you picked them
out? Oh, I have to, honey. The record people can't do nothing for me like that.
Go ahead, girl.
Go ahead, girl, with your bad self. No, it has to be like people that I feel, you know, my heart.
Right.
And then I'll pop the question to them, and I let them know that there was no budget because all the monies from this, the proceeds will go to cancer research. So everybody said yes, and they knew they weren't going to really be paid, so... These are real friends.
Yes, they are. This one here is Walking Away with CC.
Oh, gosh.
Tell me something about In the Studio with CC.
Well, I didn't do that together. We didn't do that one together. You remember when I did On My Own?
Yes.
Michael McDonald recorded his about 2 months after I did in another studio. When we did the video, he did his part of the video in L.A. I did mine in Brooklyn.
And brought it all together.
And CC and I, we didn't sing it together. I did together with Winona Judd, we recorded together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't always have the timing is really funny.
Right.
So, you know, I said, I'll take it any way you can do it.
Any way we can do it, baby.
Yeah, so we were separate.
Yes, indeed.
But together.
It turned out beautiful.
Well,
walking
thank
away
you.
With CC Wine. And New York City, y'all got to make sure. And I'm saying New York, but worldwide, because we're all on the internet right now, Patty.
Oh, wonderful.
They're listening to you in Germany, Australia, overseas, people in the Maurice Watts chat room. And they are all listening to, they all saying hi. And due to the short time, we can't take the calls or, you know, say hi individually. So why don't you just say hello to all your fans real quick?
I would just like to say for 46 years, I've been in the business. And whenever I perform, like I did the other night when you came to the show, the audience there, it was a sold out show, made me feel as though I had a hit record. And I, you know, I really don't really have hit records that often. And that's how the fans make me feel in every city. And I just thank you for your, you know, for the heart that you have for Patty LaBelle. And I could never, ever take you for granted.
You heard it.
So anytime you need me for anything, and a lot of people do call me for things, like when someone's dying in their family or when someone needs to talk to Patty LaBelle for relief or whatever.
Right.
I make those calls. You know, and I'm just that kind of girl.
I know you're a girl.
I respect my fans, and thank you.
You're welcome, darling. You're welcome. We're glad to be your fans, and
thank you so much, Maurice.
Be my number one all-time favorite.
And I'm going to cook for you too.
I know.
I tell people that, and then they say, "Well, what happened to the meal?" Well, I'm going to do it.
Well, you know, we don't already discuss that already.
Okay, you will get your macaroni.
I know. You know what I'm looking for. I'm not going to hold you up, girl.
Oh, well, thank you, Maurice, and thank you, people who are listening.
New York City. That's her, Miss Patty LaBelle. Hold on, Patty.
Okay.
Hold on, darling.
Bye.
That's her. Make sure you get her new CD. It's in the stores right now.
Truth.
Miss Patti LaBelle right here on 90.3 Love FM. Oh my God, sing it, girl. Sing it. She told me to let you know that her and LaBelle are in the studios right now, and they are recording to bring out a new CD, all right? So make sure you be on the lookout for LaBelle. They're back together. And they're in the studio doing a brand new CD. Once again, we want to thank Miss Patti LaBelle for giving us a call right here on 90.3 Love FM. We want to apologize to those who we could not take the phone calls. They really only gave us 10 minutes with her. We didn't know that until the last minute. But hey, some Patti is better than no Patti, am I right? Let's continue on right here with Miss Patti LaBelle and a hit that you know her for sure. Ah, yeah. Lady Mama Lay, 90.3 FM. Studio recording their new CD, LaBelle. Be on the lookout for it, y'all.